themes of our lives, certainly when it comes to cinema. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. And that should be your clue. We'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. I'm sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins comes by every Thursday to pass along the good news about what's happening in the world of film.
Yes, and before we get started with film news, I want to wish a happy birthday to Brooke Goodson. Brooks is, so have a happy birthday today, Brooks. He happens to be my grandson.
I knew that, but I'm glad you decided to share. Happy birthday, Brooks.
Well, we go from Brooks's birthday to stories out of the Cannes Film Festival. It's starting up here on May the 8th and running through the 19th. But there's a little bit of controversy because Netflix has decided not to put any of its films into the Cannes Film Festival.
Well, why would that be?
And the reason for this is because the Cannes Film Festival, which is significantly funded by the French government, there are also French laws that films that premiere in France need to be available for theaters to exhibit for three years.
Oh, gotcha.
And this goes counter to Netflix.
And they made proprietary standards, right?
Yeah, they made a little bit of an exception last year, but got some pushback from particularly their jury president, Pedro Almodovar. And so Terry Frimeau, who's the head of the Cannes Film Festival, said, we'll screen Netflix films during the festival, but not in competition. So they can play, but they weren't going to be available to win any prizes.
Now, I don't have Netflix, but I'm told that they are putting forth some of the best programming, movies and otherwise, out there.
They do represent some good films. It's kind of, from my point of view, it's kind of silly that they literally prevent them from being shown in theaters. It's not... It's a very clear market decision where they're forcing people to watch things at home, which to me just leaves a certain amount of money on the table. But, I mean, they have their reasons for doing it. So one of the unfortunate things is Orson Welles' film, the long kind of abandoned but now put back together film called The Other Side of the Wind, is going to have a screening at Cannes. Unfortunately, because it's funded by Netflix,
it will not make it to theaters.
It won't play the Michigan Theater, which is really unfortunate because the University of Michigan has this extensive Orson Welles collection.
Right. It was donated.
And we actually screened excerpts from this film, The Other Side of the Wind, a couple years ago during a...
Who put this all together, all these years later?
Peter Bogdanovich charged with doing that, and lots of other folks weighed in as well. Well, the Freep Film Festival is currently playing. It's playing today. It started yesterday, and it will play through Sunday, April 15th. They have more than 70 programs, including multiple world and Michigan premieres. It's going to show The Big House, which played during the Ann Arbor Film Festival. It's got a brand new documentary that it's premiering on the Red Wings Russian Five, so how that all came together and what impact it had on
hockey. One of the great hockey teams of all time.
Absolutely. So anyway, you can get tickets at freepfilmfestival, all one word, .com, I'm sure you can get tickets at the venue. They're going to be at the Detroit Institute of Arts and Cinema Detroit and College of Creative Studies and lots of places in and around Detroit. An Imagine Theater has
Maple
part
Theater,
of
I think.
Yep. And so the Freep Film Festival now through Sunday. Well, at the Michigan and State Theater, we're showing Finding Your Feet. It's opening this week. It's an all-star British cast that features Timothy Spall, Joanna Lumley.
From Ab Fab?
Yep, absolutely. And Imelda Soten from Harry Potter. Anyway, it's got a great, great British cast. And it's about these middle-class, middle-age, maybe a little bit older folks. And one of them gets in a very bad situation in terms of her husband. He's having an affair. She's kind of a snobbish, judgmental person. She goes off to live with her bohemian sister, and they find a release and a community around a dancing club who this woman finds that she's very good. It's a charming film that people are really enjoying. Finding Your Feet opens tomorrow. Borg versus McEnroe.
This is our generation.
It's exactly
how many
what you
hours did you spend in front of the television watching these two play
tennis? Absolutely. So this is Bjorn Borg and John McEnroe. It's a story about these two tennis players and their legendary rivalry. Shia LaBeouf plays John McEnroe, and actually a famous Swedish actor plays
Bjorn Borg.
Makes sense, absolutely. And the critical consensus is extremely strong. Borg versus McEnroe makes tennis improbably cinematic and brings the absolute best out of Shia LaBeouf, who delivers some of the best work
of his career.
Some of
those matches they had, I mean, you couldn't write the endings to them, you know?
And
except now you can.
By the way,
I always rooted for Jimmy Connors anyway.
Yeah, well, anyway, it was exciting, and the way that they put this together makes a great. Borg versus Macro also opens Downtown. And then the best foreign language film nominee from Russia is called Loveless, and it didn't win. We just did a Fantastic Woman that won the best foreign language film, but this was Russian's nomination, and the critical consensus is extremely strong. Loveless uses its riveting portrait of a family in crisis to offer thought-provoking commentary on modern life in Russia and the world beyond its borders. The Detroit News critic said the whole story can be seen as a metaphor for Putin's Russia and the way the country has lost its humanity.
That would be quite timely.
Yeah, it's about a couple going through a very difficult time in their relationship. They're pointed towards a divorce. They have just really knocked down, drag out fights. And during one of these fights, their son just runs away from the house.
It's very interesting to get that kind of perspective. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Michigan and State Theater Executive Director Russ Collins. And as we talk about movies, let's talk about special screenings downtown. And now for something completely different.
That's right. The Monty Python film is going to play tonight at 9:30. A week from today, we'll do Life of Brian. So go check that out. We're doing a concert of the Fab Four, which is this really wonderful Beatles band. They're not a mop top band. They're these great studio musicians that reproduce live the Beatles albums, especially their later albums. And they're going to we're showing a film on the 15th, this Sunday at 7 o'clock, called Deconstructing the Beatles, and it's going to be Sergeant Pepper. We have Scott Friedman coming in, who's a Beatles expert, who's put these films together. It's kind of an illustrated lecture and film. Very interesting stuff. Deconstructing the Beatles plays Sunday at 7 o'clock. Go check it out. There's also a lecture tonight at 7 o'clock at the Ann Arbor Public Library downtown branch, and it's going to be Professor Walter Everett, who's a world-renowned Beatles music scholar.
It'd be interesting to get his take on the analysis of the album.
Yeah, it's very, 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 he's a very smart guy, very charming presenter.
Were you a Beatles guy or a Stones guy?
I'm a Beatles guy,
right,
for
I'm
sure. I like
guy.
This guy. It doesn't surprise me. Kenji Miyaguchi put together a film called The 47 Ronins Part 1 and 2. We're doing this as part of our Enter the Samurai series, and that's coming up on Monday the 16th. And then we have a very special documentary that's going to have a free screening. It's a Detroit Public Television piece, and it's about the Line 5 pipeline underneath the Mackinac Straits. Very, very controversial stuff. We're going to show this free on Thursday, April the 19th at 7:15. It's being sponsored by the Wolf Pack, but go check that out. The Leisure Seekers and Death of Stalin are continuing, but they're going to go away quickly. Isle of Dogs, Wes Anderson's new film. You got to see that. It's just great. And then opening at the Multiplex is A Rampage, which Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I've heard it described as very silly fun.
It's, very silly. The reviews aren't very strong, but they said The Rock looks like he's having a great time, which is cool. Blumhouse's Truth or Dare is the college slasher film of the week, and then there's a charming animated film called Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, which is an animated film about a World War One service dog and who ends up being an American hero.
Lots of choices out there. Why don't you make one, and we'll see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat, an exclusive presentation of the news department at your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta, and happy birthday, Brooks!